Well, good morning. I realized as I was walking in the room that I forgot my glasses up in the room, so I may not be on the right slide, but I guarantee I'll be saying the right thing. So you might want to listen more than you see. As all of you in the room know, there are a lot of steps that go into producing a successful cotton crop, and it starts right at the beginning with variety selection. If you don't do your research right and pick the right variety to go on your soil type, grow into your conditions, your particular production system, you're not going to maximize your yields no matter what other inputs that you put into the system. Obviously, things like fertility are important as well, and pest management. It seems we're protecting the crop from insects from when we put the seed in the ground till much later in the season, and obviously from a weed management standpoint, obviously we're trying to protect that crop early season and on throughout the season. But with the resistance issues that we're facing right now, it's become a lot different, and we're putting more inputs into the system. And all these are critical steps along the way. But one of the last but most important part of producing a cotton crop deals with harvest preparation, because you can do all those steps just right, and if you choose the wrong defoliation program at the end, you can obviously run into some troubles as well. And it's very important in all areas, but especially for us in Louisiana when we're trying to get the crop out and having to deal with tropical storms and hurricanes and things as well. So we want to get things out as in a timely manner as soon as we can. Obviously, harvest preparation deals with scheduling for defoliation and harvest operation. Make sure you're defoliating just as much cotton as you can pick in a relatively quick time, but especially, as I said, with the weather changing in the fall for us with hurricanes and so forth. It also deals with, obviously, removal of the foliage and boll opening, with producers wanting to pop as many bolls open as they can prior to harvest. What are some benefits of a successful defoliation program? Obviously, increased picker efficiency. You want to get as much cotton picked in a day as you can with the picker. Obviously, it helps to eliminate trash in our harvested seed cotton. Gives you faster drying of dew. Gets started much earlier in the morning. That increases our efficiency and obviously lets us roll that picker much longer during the day. Increased picker hours during the day can also help us straighten lodge plants, especially when we have tropical event come through and really causes a mess out there, and can reduce our incidence of boll rot, especially low in the canopy. We can get more sunlight penetration and more air wind movement as well. Okay, display harvest date is what I'll be talking about in my talk today. It's a combination of carfentrazone and fluthioset. Carfentrazone is the active ingredient in AIM, and fluthioset is the active ingredient in Blizzard. Both of these also are herbicides, AIM and Cadet, with a good activity on vines or morning glories from a herbicide standpoint. We've looked at these PPO type herbicides, and in particular the AIM and the Blizzard in past years, and what we've seen, and I'm going to have to read off the screen here, is a good to excellent removal of mature leaves. Does a real good job. When we have rank cotton, a lot of growth on our cotton, we normally get 75, 80, sometimes 85% leaf removal when we apply these PPO type herbicides. If we have a lot of drought stress, shorter cotton with mature leaves, a lot of time we can do a once over with these materials. So real good job removing mature leaves. Do an excellent job of removing our juvenile growth. A lot of times these products fit very well on that second shot application. They provide us from a regrowth control standpoint, will not provide us any regrowth suppression, any regrowth control that will come on after you make the application, and we get no boll opening activity. So you normally have to add other things in the tank to give you the complete harvest aid combination of products. As I said, these products have proven to be a real good fit in the first shot application and really excellent for that second shot application if you have a lot of rank cotton and know you need to do a two-step program. So as I mentioned, the title of my presentation, we conducted this in coordination and cooperation with FMC, is Evaluation of Display Harvest Aid in Louisiana Cotton Production Systems. Our objectives in this research are really threefold. First, to evaluate display for its effectiveness in the removal of foliage, see if we can get similar efficacy that we get when looking at the two compounds separate. We wanted to evaluate display for the potential of leaf desiccation in Louisiana. When we're making those applications, especially early in the season, we're still knocking down 92, 93 degree temperatures often. So we want to see if we run into any desiccation problems with the two combined together. And obviously, we wanted to evaluate situations where we get late season emergence of morning glories up in the canopy, what kind of job that the display will do to desiccate the vines, knowing that the two components that make this product are very good on vines from a herbicide standpoint. Okay, this study was conducted at the Northeast Research Station there in St. Joseph. Methodology, randomized complete block, four replications. Soil was a silt loam, pH 6.8. The variety which we used in the defoliation trial, the vine desiccation trial was a non-crop study, was Fibermax 944 Glytol planted on May 6th. As I mentioned, the vine desiccation test was a non-crop. We had a real good mature mat of vines really out there in an area that we have there on the station. So we went ahead and put the test there. Made two applications. The first was to simulate a 60% open bowl application. This was made on September 4th. And we followed that up with a second shot of a lot of the treatments. And I'll go through the treatments as we get to that test on 9/12, so 8 days later. The defoliation test, we made a 15 to 20% open bowl application on a couple of treatments to simulate the managed maturity program that some people will use. They were applied on August 22nd. And we followed that up with a 60% open bowl application on 9/5, and that 60% open bowl application occurred on all treatments, even where we had the 15 to 20% open bowl application. We were knocking down good heat units at that time, and things were popping pretty quick, so the crop progressed pretty quick on us. So those are pretty much made at the same time. Okay, the measurements, parameter measurements we took in each study for the vine desiccation study, obviously with no crop present, we did a percent desiccation rating at 7, 20, and 27 days after that 60%, that follow-up treatment. And the defoliation test, we did a percent defoliation and desiccation 7 and 20 days after the 60% open bowl application, and a percent open bowl 9 and 20 days after the 60% open bowl application. Okay, I'm going to take a little time to go over the treatments that we did look at. This is in the defoliation trial, which actually had cotton present, and the slide here is going to show, the chart is going to show the results for our 7 days after our B application, which is a 60% open bowl, and 20 days after this B application. Just to run through the treatments right quick, and I'm going to have to step right here. I hope you can all hear me so I can see the slide. Obviously, with our two managed maturity program applications, we went with a quarter of an ounce of display. One was followed by 6/10 of an ounce of display and prep at about 1 to 6 on the rate. And the other one was followed by def at about 1 to 10 and prep at 1 to 6. Obviously, we had treatments that we did not have an earlier application of the managed maturity program. Those went out at 60% open bowl. We had display at 6/10. And def at 1 to 10, obviously with the 1 to 6 prep, we had display at a higher rate of 8/10 of an ounce, and we compared these to AIM at an ounce. And then we started doing some three-way combinations of display, def, and AIM with a drop of 1 to 10 and 1 to 6 prep. We looked at display rates of a reduced rate of 4/10 of an ounce, 6/10 of an ounce rate, def at a reduced rate of 8 ounces, and the AIM down to a half ounce with those three-way combinations. And just looking at our results at 7 days after that 60% application, obviously where we made the earlier 15 to 20% open bowl applications, we had our highest defoliation numerically wise, 85 and 80%. Don't have it on here, but those early applications gave us probably 30, 35% defoliation, essentially knocked the top out of those cotton plants and opened things up for that next application. If we start looking at just the display applications at 60% open bowl, 6/10 and the 8/10 of an ounce, we're getting around 60-65% defoliation at 7 days after treatment. But if you look across the board, that's essentially what everything else was giving us, anywhere from those mid-60s to mid-70s for defoliation. If we came back at 20 days after that application, we see things really picked up. The display gave us anywhere from 80, 75 to 81% defoliation. And as I mentioned in the introduction, that's essentially what we see when we look at the components of this product applied separately with the normal. And this cotton was not drought stressed in any means. It was not super rank, but it was good sized cotton. So we got exactly what we expected, that 75-80% defoliation from that initial application. Very similar to the defoliation that we got with the AIM treatments. And so it did exactly what we expected it to do. If we look at desiccation, most of the treatments that we looked at didn't result in any significant desiccation until we started looking at the three-way mixes of the drop and prep in with the materials. The lower rate of the display we looked at, only 5%. When we went to that higher rate of display, we got in that early 7 days after application, 38% desiccation. DEF gave us 24, and AIM was about 13. However, when we came back at 20 days, most of the leaves had gone ahead and fallen off and did not stick on the plant. So at 20 days, we didn't have any leaves remaining on the plant. Obviously, we had, the prep just about in all these applications at 1 to 6. And so I took some open bowl counts at 9 and 21 days after the B application, 60% open bowl application. And at both times we took those, we didn't see any negative effects whatsoever from any of the treatments on the activity of the prep as far as opening bowls. Okay, just switching right quick to the desiccation study. And I apologize for not having any pictures in here. We had a little miscommunication, so we ended up with two sets of slides and pictures on a trial that was not this trial right here. So, but you can picture exactly what things look like. This is in the vine desiccation study in the absence of a crop. Just to go through the treatments right quick, and I'll step aside right here. Obviously, we went in to simulate a 60% open bowl treatment, and the majority of these treatments included early on an application of 2.4 ounces of a drop and a pint and a third of prep. We did have one treatment where it included a low rate of 4/10 ounce rate of display in with the prep, and most of these we followed up application of display, looked at three rates of display to see what kind of rate we could get by with or had to go up to get the vine desiccation that we wanted to sort of match our defoliation ratings that we saw earlier. So we looked at 6/10, 8/10, and 1 ounce per acre, and compared these to just AIM by itself at 1 ounce per acre. And obviously we had the treatment where we had the display applied earlier and followed up with an 8/10 of an ounce rate, and we just had the drop in prep as a comparison treatment. And if we look at 7 days after the A application, which would have been before the follow-up treatments, as you can see, having obviously the display in there at 4/10 of an ounce with the prep, we were able to desiccate vines up to 95%. As most of you know, prep will also heat up some vines in most situations, and it definitely was a good mix in with the display. Just a drop in prep by itself, 15% control across the board. If we look at 20 days after the A application, which would have been 14 days after these follow-up applications, we did a decent job with all treatments of desiccating the vines. The range was 81% to 91%. Control fell off a little bit for the majority of the treatments at 27 days after application, but still statistically we didn't pick up any differences. As I mentioned, this was a mat of vines that were big vines and mature vines. So things started, once we started getting that top layer kind of defoliated down and desiccated down, we're getting light penetration, we're starting to see a few of the buds start to regrow, and that's what led to the lower desiccation levels out at that 27 day after treatment application timing interval for making the rating. So our conclusions from the study were obviously display applied at 6/10 or 8/10 of an ounce per acre resulted in approximately 65-70% leaf defoliation 7 days after treatment, which is what we expected and we see with the components of this product. But that increased to 75-80% defoliation at our 20 days after treatment rating. The defoliation level at both intervals was equal to that observed for what we saw with AIM at an ounce. Display at 8/10 of an ounce per acre resulted in 38% leaf defoliation desiccation 7 days after treatment when applied in a three-way combination with drop and prep. compared with 13% and 24% for AIM and a half ounce and DEF at 8 ounces. Desiccation, however, was not observed 20 days after treatment. So we saw that initial under the higher temperatures, which were in the lower 90s, when we made this application, we saw that initial leaf stick. When we came back with the later rating, those leaves did not stay on the plant. They went ahead and fell off, and we had good defoliation at that point. Vine desiccation in non-crop study 14 days after treatment ranged from 81% to 85%, and obviously we didn't see any difference between the rates that we looked at, either 6/10, 8/10, or up to an ounce. We didn't see any difference with the individual rates, and the defoliation, the desiccation that we saw was similar to what we see with AIM. So overall, the display resulted in activity similar to that observed with the other PPO-type defoliants when applied under conditions that we normally see early in the fall in Louisiana. So I think that's all I have, and be happy to answer any questions.
If you have any questions, can you please catch him when he gets done? We're going to do some awards, have to load some talks. We got a pretty short break in the middle.
That's fine.
But thank you very much, Don. I appreciate it.